That was a good introduction. Say that again.
Sustainability Brown Baggers, spring semester 2012.
That's what we're here to talk about. Timothy Collins from the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. And when are these going to be held?
Well, they start tomorrow, Rich, and will run for 7 Tuesdays through the spring semester. We'll be starting at 12:30, running till 1:30 on the third floor of the Malpass Library, the west side of the building.
You had a theme last semester. Do you have a theme for the spring semester?
Well, last semester's theme was about climate change and global mm-hmm. warming, and this year, not really, or this semester, I should say, not really. We are trying to address this semester a variety of issues because this takes place as part of the Environmental Studies minor capstone course, Environmental Studies 401.
I do see at least the first three have some sort of connection to food.
Yes, that's right. We wanted to look at food from different perspectives. So tomorrow's session, we'll have John Curtis from Barefoot Gardens, which is a community-supported agriculture company, firm, if you will, here in the Macomb area. And then Susan Nash from the Western Illinois Regional Council is going to look at hunger issues in our Western Illinois area. And then Rob Porter, who's a professor at Recreation, Parks, and Tourism Administration, is going to look at community gardens. And he's had his service working in community gardens in Macomb as part of service learning for the university.
And those, all three of those are all part of tomorrow's program.
That's right. The program is called Local Food Possibilities and Issues.
Why did you decide that was something you wanted to focus on?
Well, the economy has been lagging now for the better part of 3 years. In conversations with Susan, we have significant issues with hungry people in our Western Illinois region. And we wanted to try to give the students and other attendees at the sessions different perspectives on food. Smaller scale agriculture that has support from the community, people growing it themselves, as in the case of the community gardens, and in the case of Susan, some facts and figures about the needs that she sees at the Western Illinois Regional Council and their community action agency.
And it looks like needs will be sort of the topic a week from tomorrow, with the title being, How Are We Going to Feed, Clothe, and House 7 Billion People?
Right. We wanted to draw from our expertise here at the university to talk about what the issues are as the global population continues to grow and the demands on the globe, global ecology, become even more, greater than they are now. So we're going to be talking about farming and different types of farming, and then we're going to be talking about clothing issues also.
Do you expect to solve all the world's problems in that one-hour discussion?
I wish we could, but no, I don't think we will. But I think that the main idea behind the program is to give the students some ideas of some of the good thinking that's going on about these issues and opportunities.
I see a little bit later in the semester you will have a program or a brown bagger focused on community alternative energy strategies.
Right. We've seen in the past 8 to 10 years probably in the United States and the past 30 or 40 years overall a huge interest in alternative energy. So we want to talk about in that session why it is important for communities to get engaged in energy production and the possibilities for that. Community wind turbines, we at the Institute right now are doing some case studies on wind turbines that have been put up by schools in communities. The possibility, although the global economy is very shaky on this, ethanol production We also are looking, doing some case studies on some communities that have put in ethanol plants. Probably one of the topics of interest for the students will be local generation of electricity for the smart grid. Right now, our grid system for generating or for transmitting electricity from one place to another is tremendously inefficient. And one of the principles behind the new and emerging smart grid is this idea of more locally or smaller region generated electricity.
Now, you mentioned inefficiency. It seems like one of the issues facing this nation would also be the waste of energy, whether it's something such as a poorly insulated house or perhaps leaving some of these electronic devices on when they're not being used. Do you anticipate that being addressed at all during the Alternative Energy Strategies brown bagger?
Actually, let's have a good laugh here. I think you may have given us a topic that we could investigate next fall, because I think it is important. We have local housing agencies that do help people weatherize their homes, which is important, but there are lots of homes out there that still need work. And obviously, as consumers, and we have all of these little electronic things that are on, charging batteries or just on, it does represent a pretty good drain from our nation's electrical use. So, and pretty wasteful at that. So I think you've just suggested a topic that we could look at next fall.
In a couple months, I imagine you will be back here to talk about the environmental summit. Will you be trying to tie into that with any of the brown baggers?
We view these brown baggers as a ramp up to the environmental summit, which is scheduled for April 4th, which is a Wednesday. And the way that these ramp up in this case is at least some of them are going to deal with technology, which relates to the university theme of knowledge and technology and how we use those. We're helping our students to gain knowledge. Dr. Eric Ribbons of Biological Sciences takes care of this 401 course. His students will be presenting at the Environmental Summit. So they'll be talking about seven environmental solutions that we should consider. So we view this as a ramp up to the Environmental Summit and part of a package that we like to offer.
Before we started recording, you mentioned you've received a number of calls and emails about this semester's schedule, more so than you have in the past. Any thoughts on why you're receiving this level of interest?
Well, I wish I had more scientific knowledge, but, you know, I think, as I told you before, I've gotten six or seven emails back from returns from people who picked this up on our university email list, and I've never had a response like that. So I have a budding hope here or a little gleam of light that, one, the series which we've been doing since fall of 2006 is getting attention, number one. And two, maybe it's beginning to get into people to think about these things. And when there is an offering, we get an interest. And that interest has come from students and faculty and staff.
What do you hope someone gets out of one of these, whether they attend just one or attend several or all of them? What do you hope someone gets out of these?
Some ideas, I guess, that they might be able to apply in their own lives or in their communities would be the short answer to that. In the case of some people, just something to think about.
What about yourself? What have you gotten out of these over the years?
I get tremendous satisfaction from networking with people on campus and learning about the things that are going on campus. I get tremendous satisfaction since we've tied this in with the environmental studies minor, with watching the students grow and develop over the course. I think that it is a good thing for the Institute for Rural Affairs to do here on campus as part of what we like to call our in-reach to build relationships with people in other departments. So there are a variety of benefits, and that's why we've kept doing it the past few years. In addition, I might add, I've slowly grown a committee of about five people who show up and help plan, and they've just added to the networks and started getting student participation. And maybe that's a partial explanation, too, for why, because of this network, for why we've gotten some emails this semester that we hadn't gotten in the past.
You don't feel you're repeating yourself at all over the years? You feel there are plenty of topics and issues to address?
Well, I think there are two ways to answer that question. I think at the beginning of the fourth year or so, I went to the committee structure because I was beginning to repeat myself. So the other response to that is that we have a rotation of students every few years. We do have changes in faculty. We find people getting interested from the community. So it doesn't hurt to repeat, but probably a 4 or 5 year cycle is all right for that. And also just having people look at it from maybe the same topic from different perspectives is fine too.
I think that should do it unless you want to add anything.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me the time on the air here to discuss what we think is a pretty darn good program.
Thanks for doing this.